Hey, Pamela, please.
Hello again, a second morning. Faculty are concerned about the upcoming accreditation visit based on our last HSC report, which reflected issues of shared governance and concerns regarding the Board of Regents' management style. Over and over, we have heard and read that the board is meant to function as a whole and not with individuals operating on their own trajectories. It is illuminating and actually disturbing to hear from nearly half of the board today that they too have concerns about the cohesiveness of the board, not in terms of intellectual alignment, but in terms of the opportunity to be heard, which I think is so important for all of us. I agree with Regent Romero's sentiments. Many things trickle down from the head of an organization. I'm always saying the fish rots from the head, but I don't want to use that analogy here. But the head of the organization sets the example for values of the organization, hopes, visions, and fears also. We cannot move forward in a climate where people feel trepidatious about voicing their thoughts. All voices must be heard, and any tactics that suppress this need to be addressed. Fear and disrespect do not belong in an academic community. We can't teach our children that way, and we can't act that way amongst ourselves. As we each must be vigilant in our own interactions, I'm as guilty, I'm sure, of others, we must also expect the highest values and demonstration of these values from our leadership. I respectfully urge the Board of Regents to bear in mind that their mission is to advance the stated mission of the university, which has at its heart the students, faculty, and staff of this community. And in contrast to perhaps past practices of other Board of Regents and maybe even this board, I fully support Regent Quillen, Hosmer, and Romero's desire to move forward as a fully engaged board. And now this last part I'll be brief on, and I've actually, my voice is a little trembly, I think, because I've wrestled with whether to bring this up or not. I think it's my duty to talk about this, and I hope in the spirit of moving forward with uncomfortable subjects, I do this in the hopes of being heard and representing our faculty. I must tell you that folks are concerned with several aspects of the board, the seeming marginalization of some regents, both from committee representation and in consideration of their opinions, decisions made based solely on individual regents' pursuits instead of in combination with the board. And lastly, a big one that's come to mind recently is the conflict of interest from board members, and the latest being a member engaged by the Taxation and Revenue Department, which so many people have come to me and say, how is this not a conflict of interest? And it has a twofold level of concern, President Doty. One, that actual influences are being represented. And the second one is just as devious. It's the perception that they're being represented. And both are equally devastating to morale. I say this now to fully apprise you of faculty concerns about the culture at the top and to show that it does affect us all the way down. Lastly, I do share Regent Romero's optimism, Regent Doty, that you have the fortitude to go forward and lead us to a better place. And I think together we can work to shift the culture. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. All right. Ms. Callan, please. Danielle?